how Michael Savage's insight into the preposterous hysteria of global warming.
Human impact delaying ice age study finds Earth's climate may last for at least another 15,000 years. Whoo, man, did I miss that bullet. Thank God. Yeah, I was really confused for a while. According to a new study of Antarctic ice published in the latest issue of the journal Nature, we have another 15,000 years to go before the ice melts. Gee, wow, that was close. Because I stay in a house right by the bay. I was getting my life preserver on at night, you know. I was sure I was going to wake up drowning one morning. That is good to know. It really is good. Greenhouse gases, apparently, is nothing but hot air. Once again, pause to consider the implications of such dramatic changes we've wrought. Idiots. Where do you think the ice age came from? There were no SUVs at that time, moron. Just use common sense. You need a high school degree to understand. There's no such thing as global warming, idiot. Nature has cycles. I told you that over and over again. Study the Pleistocene. You'll find out that the Earth was already warming up. And so far as I know, there was no Ford yet. He didn't invent the internal combustion engine. There were no factories. So how do you explain the ice age, the melting of the ice, idiots? How do you explain this, you morons, with this global warming? Get your heads together. What was that all about, the melting of the ice caps then? How did that happen if there were no SUVs? I don't understand the hysteria today. I mean, you don't even need to be a scientist to understand it. But I'm glad to find that they figured out that we have 15,000 more years that I can drive an SUV. I got to change the oil, though, if it's got to last that long. If my SUV is to last 15,000 more years, I got to really start changing the oil this time and keep it polished.